Welcome back. It is 5:39. Now, over this particular weekend, of course, one of the big things that happens is the Firecracker 400, right? This happens down at the Daytona Speedway. And this year happened to be the anniversary, I believe it's the 30th anniversary of Richard Petty winning there in front of Mr. Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, for his 200th win. And yet the weather decided, we're not really going to cooperate with the race. Rain delays, this delay, that delay, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it just so happens that a driver for Richard Petty Motorsports, number 43, Richard Petty Motorsports Ford, was on pit row, surrounded by his team members, waiting for, you know, the rain and so forth to pass, when NASCAR officials said, yep, that's it, that's the race. They called it lap 112 of 160 scheduled laps, and Eric Almirola was declared the winner. It was his first Sprint Cup win in 125 starts. He says, I couldn't have dreamed of a better place to get my first win. He grew up in Florida, actually grew up in Tampa. And Richard Petty was reached for comment, and I believe it was his birthday just recently. He said, well, 30 years ago is history, okay, and today is the future. We've had a lot of disappointments, and finally it rained on us, but it rained on us at the right time. So I guess a win's a win, right?
I was at the one-horsepower races over the weekend.
Yeah.
Where I couldn't pick my nose while I was there.
Oh, you weren't having the same luck as when the computers were down? Of course not.
No.
The computers were up, so you can't get a winner.
But very often, when the cheap horse goes right to the lead, who you know is going to tire, and it's going to get passed,
yeah,
bettors that have betted will yell, stop the race! Stop the race! And in NASCAR, sometimes they do that.
Well, I think it's kind of funny. It's, the guy is, he's 30 years old. I can't call him a kid. He is just happy to have gotten a
win. That's a long time to be plugging away. I mean, people start driving those stock cars when they're teenagers,
yeah.
And here he is at 30.
30
but he doesn't get to see the checkered flag. He doesn't get to know it's the final lap. And
technical win.
Yeah.
Technical win. All right, so ESPN is running a story from Miami that says that LeBron James is possibly listening to some offers coming from, are you ready for this? The Cleveland Cavaliers.
So that would be a Back to the Future kind of thing.
Yeah. They say that after 2 years of planning, the Cleveland Cavaliers believe they've gotten LeBron James legitimately listening to their pitch to leave the Heat and return to his home in the free agency. They say that there's no firm indication that he's ready to move. Everything's being very politically correct, of course. They're not making any confirmation. They're not making anything hard in stance. But it seems like they're saying, hey, he's coming back. Okay,
no,
help me to understand, why would he do that? Aren't there many, many better teams that would be interested in having him than the Cleveland Cavaliers? Why would he go back to that? That seems to me, I don't know, that doesn't make any sense to me unless there's a shift in the team.
All right, well, here's why you discount all of these stories. Because when you think of it, if you were a free agent,
yeah.
Okay, and we are free agents in radio.
Kind of, yeah.
You would listen to all offers,
sure.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So when LeBron James is considering an offer from the Cleveland Cavaliers. When you're a free agent, you consider all offers.
Mm-hmm. You can look at all of them and decide, hey, you know.
In fact, my career advice to other younger broadcasters, you know, if someone asks me, you know, should I move to this job? Should I go to this city?
Yeah.
Is that you listen to all offers, and the time that you say no is when the offer is on the table. Hey, we'd really like to hire you. Here's the salary, here's the job, here's the benefits, here's all the fringe stuff. And then you say yes or no.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be the... How could a professional sports agent who negotiates million-dollar contracts... That's the advice for them, too. Everything's on the table, and then you decide.
Right. Yeah, because to make a decision prior to that is ridiculous. All right, so help me How did we do as far as local sports? You said that Braun is out with back spasms?
Day to day. They say he's going to get more treatment today. Yeah, he didn't play yesterday.
Here's why.
Here's the real story about Ryan Braun. Yep. Go ahead, make your joke. Go ahead.
He's not juicing, so therefore he's not recovering from these little minor injuries like he did.
Well, he's married now. Maybe that's taking a strain on his back. Who knows?
Batter up.
Actually, you joke about this, but I think that's true. Ryan Braun may not have been cheating or juicing or drugging for performance enhancement. It may be because he's injury prone, and he certainly has been.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good athletes that have a tendency to get hurt, and it takes them out of performance for a while.
Yeah, and that, I think, is open for debate in professional sports. Should drugs that would otherwise be illegal while you are playing be allowed to get you back onto the field faster, to allow you to recover from injuries faster? And I don't think I have a problem with that.
I think if it is administered by the team physician or a physician.
Or by a doctor, sure.
A legitimate physician.
If you report
physician,
it to the league.
Yes.
Hey, my back is out. This steroidal cream that I'm supposed to use is going to help me get better faster.
I mean, think about it. Cortisone and some of these other treatments that they'll inject into the ligaments and and the thing. This is to help get the knee to heal and so forth. Same thing. But I think, like you said, if it is a situation administered by a doctor, reported to the league and monitored the right way, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're helping the players for a team are the assets, okay? They are the money makers. You're helping your product get better so that you can go back out there and be competitive. Self-medication?
Right, like getting a shot in the butt from the clubhouse manager. Yeah, that shouldn't be allowed.
I don't think that's... no, that shouldn't be allowed at all.
The Brewers are playing their worst baseball of the year now. They've lost 4 of their last 5. I mean, they're still 4.5 games up on the Pirates, but haven't looked all that good. Haven't been hitting all that well lately.
Right.
So they're back home tonight against the Phillies. The Phillies are not all that good. So, you know, hey.
We'll see what happens.
Right. Get better against a lesser opponent.
All right. Yes. Sharpen. All right. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. When we come back, I want to talk about a comment that Governor Walker was saying about our propane supplies. I think this man has got definitely the right idea. Should he have reserves? Yes. Should it be government-owned and government-operated? No.
I'm sure you guys are all familiar with that childhood nursery rhyme about Humpty Dumpty, and it kind of has that depressing ending, tragic ending. It's not funny. It is. It's sad. You know, where he says, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. Here's an idea. Maybe don't give the horses the first go at it. Yeah, they're just horses. I think they're just making it worse. Shut up. Those are the king's horses. We're gonna get in trouble.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.